impossible calm and nonchalance. It could spell ecstasy to touch, if just for peeks and glances all along the green and brown floor. I turn around and grab my pen. Look back, he was not there again. I scribble down a frozen moment, stopping it from fading anymore. I caught myself wishing for a hip link to this complexotic door. Then I reprimanded me for wishing that sweet world away. Wanted to feel my hand just once the father's quintessential shoulders. But it was to his credit that there simply wasn't any way. And now I'm back in the fluorescent glare of a library afternoon. Snap out of it and into a life that fits me like an itchy sweater. But with a rage curve level, it's easy to be a rebel. All you have to do is smile while the scurrying masses grumble all together. I flip my hair back, let the breeze draw out the statement that it made. Then I remember where I've been just a few minutes ago. Yasmin fell away and left the tundra car, but not unlike the one. Walked on by elemental beings whom it was easily privileged to know. Impossible calm and nonchalance discolored everything I saw, stained it with a beautiful way to feel and a lead crystal way to think. I took out my hand, then put it back again, and slipped the